For the first time in Facebook's history, young people are leaving the world's biggest social network. Last year, Facebook lost 2.8 million users under the age of 25 in the United States, and 700,000 young people in the UK. I asked Dr. Brady Robards, Senior Lecturer in Sociology at Monash University, why are young people leaving Facebook?
Previously, when Facebook started, it was very much a young person-dominated kind of platform. It started off as a platform that people could only join if they were part of a school or an educational network. But of course, since then, over the years, it has expanded, and now all over the world, in different age groups, it's become the most dominant form of social media. Of course, with that changes the way, I guess, in which young people feel it's their space. So if your parents and, you know, older relatives are on Facebook and they're your friends, that might change the way you decide to post certain things and the way in which people in your network might get in jokes or get references to music or television or memes or internet culture more generally that you're engaging with. So that's one reason why researchers think that people's Facebook use might be changing in that space.
If young people are leaving Facebook, where are they going? What social medias are they picking up instead?
Yeah, that's a good question. And I think one of the things that isn't, you know, really clear about this is whether it's, you know, people are actually leaving Facebook, or is it just that they're using it less because there are other forms of social media that are kind of popping up all around it. So one of the other dominant platforms that young people especially use is Instagram, of course, but Instagram is also owned by Facebook. So when people say, you know, young people are leaving Facebook, is it for another platform that is actually really tightly integrated into Facebook's broader ecosystem? Other people point to applications like Snapchat or messaging applications like WhatsApp. But of course, Facebook recently acquired, or not recently, a few years ago now, acquired WhatsApp too. So between Facebook, Facebook's Messenger app, Instagram and WhatsApp, Facebook has quite a monopoly on these different forms of social media. So maybe as a company, they're not really worried if people are moving from Facebook to Instagram because it's within their ecosystem. They're stable anyway. There are other platforms like Tumblr. And so I've done some research recently on LGBTIQ, young people's social media use in Australia. And Tumblr was one of the big platforms in our survey there. So, yeah, there are lots of different platforms, I guess, now compared to back when MySpace lost popularity to Facebook. So rather than it being a movement from Facebook to one other thing, it's more likely a movement to opening up to different forms of social media. And that's been happening for the last few years, really. It's not particularly new.
Yeah, right. And with less people on Facebook, what effect does this have on the social media platform?
I think that, you know, rather than people simply, you know, deleting their accounts and closing things down, I think what we're seeing is people, you know, moving to other platforms and diversifying their social media rather than completely abandoning Facebook, because I think Facebook is still very much central to the way that many of our, you know, social media networks operate. So to completely abandon Facebook would also, you know, be distancing yourself, I guess, from your friends, closing yourself off from events and so on. But it would also require leaving behind, you know, digital traces of lives, whether that's photos or comments or links that you've shared in the past. And Facebook is quite good at capturing people in that kind of nostalgic loop. So, that would be another implication, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. In a way, is Facebook sort of designed and has turned into something where people almost can't leave? That all our friends are on Facebook, all our memories are on Facebook. Is this sort of become now that we're sort of addicted to this by design?
Yeah, I think possibly. I mean, I don't really like the word addiction, but I think definitely addiction to describe social media use. Anyway, I think that definitely social media becomes habitual in different kinds of ways. And you're right, like Facebook has been very clever in the way that over the past decade or so, it has really capitalized on the long-term use of the site. So if you've ever actually tried to delete your profile or deactivate your account, Facebook will actually prompt you with images of your friends and say, you know, you can't leave us because these are the people you'll be leaving behind, as if we had no other means to contact these people. And for a lot of people, that might be true, like especially if you've met people while traveling or if you don't have people's phone numbers. Facebook is actually a key channel that people use to communicate and stay in touch now. So, yeah, you're right. In leaving Facebook, there's a kind of self-imposed, social isolation that might happen there. I mean, of course, it sounds a bit silly when you say it like that because there are many other ways we can connect with people. But certainly it has become a really core utility in many people's social lives just to stay in touch.
Dr. Brady Robards there, Senior Lecturer in Sociology at Monash University, ending that report.